Come on, is it just me and you?
It appears to be so at this moment. Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Kwan.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, but I can hear you.
Okay.
I can.
Yeah, and it just appears to be us at this moment.
Wait, Jeff? Jeff? Can you hear me? Where'd he go?
He may have turned off his video. I don't know. That may help with the bandwidth if there is a connection issue.
Oh, geez. I got to tell him if there's not a quorum tonight, I can't stay.
Jeff, I'm not sure if you're there or not.
Nope, he's gone.
Dropped off there. Yep. Maybe he's trying to reconnect.
Maybe. There he is.
Karen, I'm at the Notch Center. Is there a Wi-Fi here? Because it looks like my computer's trying to connect to the town hall and it's just slightly too far. So that's why I keep dropping out.
Oh, no, I have no idea about the buildings.
They moved the meeting to here. And I don't see an internet for this building. And if we did, I don't have a password. And the cell phone service here is not good enough for me to create a hotspot.
Huh.
Actually, it looks like I'm connected now through my phone. Let's give this a try.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, just a quick tip. If you find that your connection is unstable, I would recommend turning off the video to create more bandwidth. Yeah.
I'll give that a try. My phone seems to be working okay right now.
And I want to tell you that if there isn't a quorum tonight, I have to leave.
Doesn't look like there's going to be a quorum. So it's just me and Kwan, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sherry indicated earlier, late last week, most likely not going to be here because she's driving back from somewhere, and I got no response from anybody else.
Wonderful.
So if you have to leave, Karen, that's perfectly fine.
We'll hang out
for a little while.
If you do get enough, and you, I can take the notes off the video or the recording.
Yeah, you could do that. I also typically take pretty detailed notes too. So
okay, if anything, I want to get those to me though. Get them up.
Yep. Yeah, if anything happens, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, have a good evening.
You too. Bye, Kwan.
All right, take care, Karen.
So Quan, do you take a look at the latest and greatest solicitation write-ups?
I have not been able to actually. I was trying to go over the agenda for today, but it was pretty light overall.
There wasn't really much to discuss. I just wanted to basically finish off the solicitations and hand them to the selectmen.
Yeah. Now, did you, I believe 2 months or so ago, correct me if I'm wrong, you indicated, I believe, that there was some feedback from the Board of Selectmen?
There was some feedback, and I incorporated all that into the latest drafts.
Okay.
There was no real pushback from them. I put some insurance questions in front of them. I put a question related to corporate resolution signature requirements in the contract. There was a couple other, you know, kind of technical stuff, but nothing that they weren't able to, you know, answer pretty easily.
Okay.
That's about it. I mean, really, the only thing we were going to go over tonight was really just the solicitations. And if anybody had any ideas on other than miscellaneous typical solicitation locations, like on the websites and that sort of thing, if anybody had any, you know, specific firms they want to solicit directly to.
Gotcha.
Which short of that, I didn't really have much. I take the blame for canceling last month's meeting purely from the fact that I was out of town and my internet connection was even worse than it is today. So I'm like, yeah,
that was up and running. I saw the email, I think I had a concern along with some other people that, you know, maybe something more serious. Yeah.
I was dealing with a little bit of cold, but it wasn't anything that was going to stop me. But I was up in Vermont and I'm like, oh, my, I was supposed to have decent internet connection and I got where I was supposed to be. And the connection just, I had like no cell phone service. The place I was staying was supposed to have internet and it wasn't. Yeah, they had internet, but it was like 2800 baud rate. It was dial up.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm like, that's not going to work. You couldn't even get video across the thing. I'm not even video, just a voice.
Hmm. Yeah. So in terms of projecting forward, looking ahead in a perfect world, which obviously we don't live in,
your work's not perfect.
No, absolutely is not. I wish it was, but it is not. But in terms of future forward looking, what is your, do you have, you know, a general timeline, a wishful timeline on what steps you like to?
Yeah, I threw my wishful timeline way out the window because, you know, it was presented to me originally as, you know, we're in a kind of a hurry and I didn't, you know, frankly, I didn't really see much emphasis from the selected, or the selectman's office, or, you know, selectmen in mm-hmm. general, about pushing this thing through quickly. So I said, well, you know, we're not going to kill ourselves if they don't seem to be in a rush. So I kind of eased back a little bit on the speed, but the time frame going forward, we got to get this thing in front of the selectmen so they can solicit it, because they didn't want us to do it directly. They wanted to handle themselves. They said, okay, we'll put the package together, you guys solicit, and we'll go from there. Typical solicitation on something like this would probably be about minimum like 3 weeks. So what you'll do is you'll put it on various websites out there, and the web crawls will pick it up. And, you know, engineering firms and architectural firms, you know, subscribe to miscellaneous services that pick these things up. And that's how they'll find it. But that usually takes about a week before, you know, they start seeing it, and they got to give them at least a couple of weeks to put, you know, their package together, you know, and then, you know, any questions and answers that come in. So you're looking at a solid month, you know, by the time they send it out before you get packages back. And then we got to, you know, the selectmen will bring them all in and they send them us, and then we got to look at them and then kind of rank them. So you're looking at best case scenario, 3 months, before we, you know, can bring somebody in? Because there'll be contractual issues that the town's going to resolve. You know, there'll be probably some back and forth on how they're going to get paid. You know, so best case scenario, we're in October now, November, December, January, start working with a consultant. Best case scenario, like February.
Okay. Yeah, because I think we're coming up on our first anniversary of the role of the commission. And I didn't know if there were any expressed, you know, hard timelines, goals.
The hard timeline that originally we're shooting for was, you know, have something under construction or well on its way before the truck showed up, but that's not going to happen. Yeah. You know, but I was assured by the selectmen and the fire chief that they have some place to put the equipment. So that's kind of why they're not in a rush.
Okay.
Plus, you know, it was a little birdie told me that they don't really have the money and they're concerned about going to referendum on a big bill.
Okay.
You know, I think they're, you know, I don't really know what the selectmen are thinking and the Board of Finance are thinking, but, you know, if they want to, you know, build something for the for this new truck, they get to find the money one way or the other. But I also don't know, you know, somebody mentioned something that they have some bonds that are expiring that will be paid off, but I didn't really hear the, you know, the timeline for that either.
Right. And that doesn't really seem like a part of our scope.
Not part of our charge. Because I started bringing up discussions, you know, last couple of meetings, I actually, you know, sat with the Board of Selectmen and they say, yeah, don't worry about that. That's not your problem. I'm like, okay, I'll ask questions, but, you know, if nobody's thinking about it, you know, you can't wait, you know, and then try to decide after we're ready to go.
Right. Okay.
I mean, that's where we are. The other question I was going to put in front of the this commission was, you know, we have a few, let's see, like Kevin Glenn. Never seen him. He's never responded to any emails. I left a couple of voicemails, didn't respond. You know, he hasn't, I don't even know if he attended the first meeting, you know, in February. So I was going to put a recommendation in front of the selectmen to find somebody else. But I didn't want to just do it without, you know, bringing it up in front of, you know, you and the rest of the commission. So, hi, how are you? Which meeting are you looking for? I think they're in A. Was there anybody there?
No, I'm probably, they're probably just pulling in.
What time was that meeting supposed to start? Okay, yeah. This is the Temporary Building Commission. Colin, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I mean, it seems to be centrally focused right now on, you know, the initial task that was given to us. In that task, there's been, obviously it's been drawn out and there are components that, you know, we've been waiting for and we need to eventually get those solicitations out, but we kind of need that input and that firmness set by the Board of Selectmen. So I don't have anything. I will, probably next week, take a look at those.
Take a look at them. I mean, the Board of Selectmen, you know, I recommend them putting it in front of the town attorney. Just say, hey, make sure there's no language in there or we're not missing something. And I don't know whether they've done that or not. But I can't, you know, honestly, I can't control them.
Right. And I was at the Board of Selectmen meeting last week. So, and that was not even, you know, an item on the agenda.
No, it didn't hit the agenda because we didn't give him anything. Yeah. You know, I asked to be on a couple agendas. They put me on the agendas and we met with them. The first time I met with them, I was hoping to get actual answers right then and there. And they said, oh, we got to, you know, they had a bunch of reasons they had to talk to people and that sort of thing. So that put at least a month delay on the thing. And then they had to put it in front of the Selectman Building Committee or something, Buildings and Grounds Committee or something like that. And that took, then they didn't schedule that until 2 months after they felt they needed to go to them. You know, so that's kind of the delay we're at. And then I take blame for last month's delay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I really don't have anything further. So
okay. Okay, well, then I'll let you go. I'm going to go home early tonight. That's good. My wife's going to be really happy.
She's going to be happy.
Yeah, she's going to be happy.
Yeah. Awesome.
So, Quan, if you read through that thing, got any questions, you know, or you don't, you know, you read it, you know, like I said, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. You can call me, email me, you know, some people are worried about, you know, quorum and that sort of thing. Don't worry about it. What are they going to do to us?
Well, you know, if it's a, you know, a two person thing, then, you know, to be called the subcommittee.
we have three or four people. If four people makes a quorum. We have three people. We hold a meeting.
Right.
I'm not, you know, if somebody wants to slap me for it, go ahead. I'll be happy to get kicked off the commission. Find somebody else who wants to do it. So
well, as long as we have two thirds, right? Is that the rule?
Out of seven, you need four. You don't need a super majority.
Okay.
You just need a simple majority. You know, so technically without four, we technically can't have official meeting, but if I have three, I just proceed on. You know, if you had something that, you know, if you had something of you know, if you reviewed the thing and you had, you know, comments on the thing, I'd take your comments tonight. I'd put them as part of, you know, unofficial meeting minutes and, you know, put in front of everybody else, say, hey, you know, these are the questions we came up last meeting. What do you guys think? And we'd keep going.
Gotcha.
So that's all I got. Have a good night, Quan. I appreciate you,
Jeff.
Appreciate you showing up.
I try.
I know. So have a good evening.
You too now. Take care.
Have a good, goodbye.
Bye-bye.